Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this election day, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Today on the ballot, we have Trump or consequences. Is it going to be okay to be an American? We're going to find out today. Because if one side wins, it will be okay to be an American. It'll be okay to have families. It'll be okay to speak. It'll be okay to have jobs. If the other side wins, we know what that looks like. I am not of the mindset that if elections mattered, we wouldn't be allowed to vote. I don't believe that. I think we've seen a very big difference between Barack Obama and between President Trump. I think there has been a massive sea change on a lot of very important issues, and not just in the last couple of months with the moves on immigration, because that was the key issue that gave President Trump traction in the primaries. It was not his first priority. His first priority was the economy. And I find it's kind of interesting as the host, as Tom Brokaw and others were saying, well, you know, he's doing really well in the economy. Why isn't he campaigning on this? As Paul Ryan is saying as well. Well, he doesn't need to tell you that the economy is doing well. You know the economy is doing well. It's a given. That's the advantage of the Republican Party coming into this election. Now, the advantage of the Democrat Party is the fact that they own the media and they own social media and they try to control your speech. But as I pointed out yesterday, in spite of their social media censorship, and this is a bipartisan issue that is coming from government organizations, you need to understand that. This is not just a bunch of Silicon Valley, California liberals imposing their social agenda and political agenda on the rest of us. They have been quite open about the fact that the Pentagon, NATO, the Atlantic Council, many of these neocon establishment organizations that are very right-wing, if the left is looking at this, if you want to put that kind of label on it. Of course, I understand that the left likes to push for the military-industrial complex as well. They just don't like to put their name on it. They don't like to do it openly. They do it in a closet way. The Republicans are very happy to push a neocon agenda, the establishment Republicans. And the liberals, who typically hate the military and typically hate corporations, will allow the people who want to use the military to push endless wars and an American empire. The people who run the world's largest corporations that we've ever seen, the liberals will gladly surrender the First Amendment to those forces. And that's really what we're seeing. So that's the advantage of the Democrats coming into this election. The advantage that the Republicans have, again, is a strong economy. And the issue that I think this is going to turn on, the reason that President Trump is talking about this, is immigration. Now, I think the essence of this election is summed up in one commercial. The commercial that President Trump did about immigration, the 30-second spot. Let's get ready and play that spot before we go to break. This 30-second spot, folks, is the issue of this election. It's what the election is going to turn in. I don't think it's the most important existential issue necessarily for us, because I think down the road, we're going to have an understanding of what's going on with our First Amendment being lost. But this is what is going to get people to vote, the Republican side. And I think the other part of this, why this is so important, is because it was censored by Fox News. By Fox News, by NBC, by the establishment press, by the folks that you would expect to censor it. CNN wouldn't even play it. NBC played it a couple of times. Fox said, you're not going to be allowed to see this racist commercial. Here we go. Let's run that commercial.
Legal criminals like cop killer Luis Bracamontes don't care about our laws. America cannot allow this invasion. The migrant caravan must be stopped. President Trump and his allies will protect our border and keep our families safe. America's future depends on you. Stop the caravan. Vote Republican.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
That message sums up this election. And the mainstream media's reaction to it, including Fox News, sums up the existential threat to us and the power of the other side. That is the power of censorship. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back on this election day, November the 6th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. As I said on the ballot today, it is Trump or consequences. The issue before us is whether it is okay to be American or not okay to be American. That is really the deciding issue that is being offered to us by these choices presented to us. And we know which side is which side, don't we? It's not really a question. I mean, it's very clear to me. And as I said at the top of the hour, we got a lot of people who say, well, you know, if elections matter, we wouldn't be allowed to vote. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I think that has been true. I think that has largely been true. That's been true pretty much all of my life, folks, and all of your lives as well, whether you realize that or not. It was true on the Democrat side in 2016. It didn't really matter if the people voted because it was already Hillary Clinton already owned the DNC. She already owned the superdelegates. And that's why you had a whistleblower expose all of that just before the Democrat convention. It wasn't Russians hacking Hillary. That was a red herring designed to make you not look at the information that was being released about the corruption in the DNC, Hillary Clinton's ownership of the DNC, and what had happened with the superdelegates. We had been reporting, and it was common knowledge leading up to the convention. We said, look at this. Bernie Sanders won the election, but she's going to get all the majority of the delegates. That happened over and over again. And that has typically been the way that it has worked out. And we were very concerned that was going to happen on the Republican side. But Trump broke through. And a lot of things have changed for the better. And I think when we look at the 2012 election, for example, again, you could have an election. People could go out there and vote. They're not going to, if you have, as I've said many times, if you've got a massive wave, like you see this picture up here, the big red wave with an eagle on there that we put up for the logo today. If you have a massive sea change, a massive number of people who vote for one candidate, they're not going to rig that election. They're not going to rig that election. They will let that go through, and then they will try to take him out. And that's what we have been seeing for the last 2 years. I said that from the very said it before the election. I said I thought Trump was going to win for the same reasons I think that we're going to have a very big red wave today. Like I said yesterday, you look at the crowds following Trump. You look at the enthusiasm of the people following Trump. You look at people's feelings for the economy. I don't believe the polls. And, you know, we'll talk about the horse race aspect of this coming up. We're not going to really talk that much about horse race aspect of it because, quite frankly, I'm not into this kind of money Monday morning quarterbacking or, you know, pregame shows, you know, where we sit around here and we kick back and forth what the pollsters have been saying. I don't really care about that. I care about issues. I care about this country. I care about my freedom. I hope you care about your freedom as well. You know, we look at the 2012 election, it wouldn't have really mattered whether Romney won or whether Obama won, because we were going to get Obamacare one way or the other. Mitt Romney had already put Obamacare through with Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts. He did exactly the same thing that Barack Obama did. The establishment made sure that you had a false choice. You know, you can vote for, Mr. Whitey, or you can vote for the guy that's half white and half black. And that was a choice. It was a choice of personality. It wasn't a choice of issues. And you were going to get Obamacare one way or the other. With Trump, it was a completely different thing. Completely different. And when we look at this, I think we can sum up everything about this election. Again, the economy is the strength of the Republicans. He doesn't have to campaign on that. Everybody knows the economy is doing well, so he doesn't have to remind people of this. He does have to tell us that we have an existential threat at the border. And that is a gut-level issue because it affects our jobs, it affects our lives, it affects our culture, it affects our laws. That is why the globalists are pushing on this so much. And I think that the essence of this election can be summed up, as I said, and played that one commercial. I'm going to play for you again. This 30-second commercial that President Trump put together on the issue of immigration. But I think the real issue is how it was censored by the mainstream media, including Fox News. Including Fox News. Isn't that interesting? Why would they do that? They don't seem to have much of an issue when they run big pharmaceutical commercials, do they? Do you realize that Big Pharma's spending is up 12% this year over last year, and we're only three quarters of the way through the year? Do you realize that Big Pharma spends on TV ads alone $2.8 billion, $2.8 billion they spend on commercials. Do you think that has an effect? Do you think they would ever criticize any dangerous drugs that big pharmaceuticals advertise on their programs? Would they ever have any shame about that? They have to spend most of the ad talking about possible side effects because of legal reasons. And yet they continue to put out these Ask Your Doctor ads. And we have people trolling us because we sell natural health products, which don't require a disclaimer because they don't harm you. We have people, they sell this snake oil. No, we don't sell snake oil. Big Pharma sells toxic chemicals to you. And they pay $3 billion to people like Fox News who censor this ad about the economy. Why would they do that? You think it might have something to do with the fact that President Trump has said that Health and Human Services is going to have a new rule that these big pharmaceutical companies and all these ads that they run, they're going to have to put a disclaimer on there telling you exactly how much this costs each month to buy these drugs? The top 10 cost anywhere, the cheapest is $500 a month, but it goes up into the thousands per month that you spend if you actually buy these Ask Your Doctor drugs, the top 10. So here's the ad that is not any of these big pharmaceutical toxic ads that they have that they had an objection to, but this is what Fox News objected to, this commercial telling you the truth about immigration.
Legal criminals like cop killer Luis Bracamontes don't care about our laws. America cannot allow this invasion. The migrant caravan must be stopped. President Trump and his allies will protect our border and keep our families safe. America's future depends on you. Stop the caravan. Vote Republican.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
All right. That was censored by NBC and Fox. As CNN trumpets, they finally stopped running Trump's racist ad after it had been viewed by millions. CNN bragged about the fact that they declined to ever air that. Yeah, of course they would. You know, I remember ABC going to the Obama White House and broadcasting live from the Obama White House for a week as he was pushing Obamacare, the mandates, the unconstitutional mandates. The takeover of our health care and health insurance. They ran their program there at the White House for a week, and the Republican Party said, we would like to have equal time. They said, we're not going to give you equal time. All right, then we'd like to buy some ads to give our side of the debate here as you were advocating for Obamacare. They said, we're not going to sell you ads. That was ABC. Now you got NBC, you got Fox. CNN would never even let you see that ad. Facebook has pulled that ad as well. The ad ran about a dozen times on Fox News and Fox Business before they pulled it. On Monday afternoon, Facebook said, this ad violates Facebook's advertising policy against sensational content. Yeah, right. They don't ever have anything sensational or hateful on Facebook, right? What a bunch of liars. Zuckerberg and the people. Anyway, we got Paul Ryan out there lecturing Trump. Talk about the economy, not about the caravan. Let me tell you something. If the Republicans lose, I don't think they're going to lose. I think they'll win in spite of Paul Ryan. But if they lose, he is the person to blame. He really is. Paul Ryan doesn't want you to see the connection between the caravan and the economy. Oh, but there is. There is. It costs a lot of money. And it's part of the economy. The Italians see this. The Italians are fighting with the EU over the budget. And they say, we're going to save a lot of money by cutting the welfare to migrants. And you have to understand that this country is at war. The EU and the globalists are at war with Italy, and they're at war with America. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products, and we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, this guy says the horse can do, if he says the horse can do,
taking bets. All bets are off. We got a guy, this is a story on Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. We got an American lawyer who went to the UK so he could bet on the election, and he's bet $130,000 on Paul Revere. He's bet on the Republicans winning the House. Got a horse right here, and he's going to bet on it. The trial lawyer, Robert Barnes, is waging that the GOP will retain the House, and he's putting his money down, $100,000. A 100,000-pound bet, which is $130,000 in American money. He says he's confident of winning, as when he bet big on Brexit and Trump. So he's already won big by voting on those two elections, Brexit and Trump. He said both outcomes, the poll said, would never happen. He has also placed a separate bet on Republicans expanding their majority in the Senate. Barnes told Bloomberg that pollsters are still using flawed methodologies because they have an incentive to produce the results that partisan media outlets want to hear. That's right. That's right. You know, the term pundit it comes from an Indian term, right? And if you look it up, a lot of people tell you the etymology is, well, it just means learned. Well, actually, a pundit was somebody who had memorized the sacred scriptures of the Hindus. Now, these people, these pundits that we have today in politics, they have memorized the talking points of their respective parties. The sacred talking points of the Democrats and the sacred talking points of the Republicans. That's what they're feeding you. And they believe their own stuff in many cases. I mean, you know, they. But I think this guy is right. He went on to say there are systemic issues with polling post-2012. He said a low response rate, a reliance on self-selected polls with inadequate sampling of older, rural, blue-collar voters. And, of course, the real thing I think that is important is to take a look at the crowds. We have never, ever seen the kinds of crowds that we saw President Trump, even bigger, far bigger, than the crowds that showed up for Barack Obama. People were surprised to see Barack Obama drawing those types of crowds. And yet, when Obama was doing it, he typically had a lot of help from Hollywood and the music business. He always had stars. He had big-name music groups that would lead off, and they would come in, and he would, you know, shuck and jive for a little while. Well, President Trump shucks and jives and just talks off the cuff for an hour and a half solo. He doesn't have any entertainment industry out there to help him along because the entertainment industry hates him. And yet he gets crowds that are far larger than Obama, especially now. But his crowds were far larger than Obama's when Obama was a candidate. And then Obama's popularity kind of disappeared as people saw what he was about. Many people who had supported him said we projected onto him what we wanted him to be, and he hasn't done that. I remember Harry Belafonte said that. He said, I don't know who this guy is after he'd been there for a while. Now he's starting to pull a little bit of crowds, but nothing compared to what President Trump has been pulling. You look at the crowds that he pulls in blue states and Las Vegas and so forth and compare that to what President Trump got in a small town in Vegas. President Trump was pulling more than 16,000 people in a tiny town when Barack Obama had to take a smaller venue and then subdivide it, getting about 2,000 people in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, in a blue state. And so as early voters are turning out, they say the turnout has surged. Some 34 million people have already voted in 2018 midterms. In at least 28 states and the District of Columbia, they said early voter tallies have already surpassed their totals from the midterms in 2014. In Texas alone, and we're going to talk about Texas here in just a second, where Ted Cruz is up against Robert O'Rourke, who goes by the alias Beto. More than 4.5 million people have already voted. And that doesn't include me and my son. We're going to be going after the show to go vote. I always like to wait until, this is a habit that I developed before they came up with electronic voting. It makes it a little bit easier for them to rig the elections very quickly. But I always would look at the returns and notice all these red areas, the rural areas, they would vote and they would turn in their results. And then the urban areas that were typically controlled by corrupt politicians of the Democrat stripe would kind of sit back and they would wait and wait and wait, and we would have to wait for hours to get the results. You ever notice that? I've noticed that for a long time. And so it's like, okay, show me your hand. And and so the red areas say, this is the votes that we have. They go, okay, we got to go over here and think about this for a while. Crank the machines, you know, back in the days when they didn't have electronic voting, they had to crank up those ballots, start to pad those ballots. I think that still goes on. So I don't vote ahead of time because I don't want them to know the hand that they have to beat. I wait until the very last minute, cast my vote. Just a habit that I got into. As people are looking at other signs of the election, as Twitchy pointed out, is it the death rattle for Claire McCaskill? She just threw shade at Hillary Clinton. I had some people saying Hillary is part of Josh Hawley's stump speech in the final stretch. The more I listen to Senator McCaskill, the more she reminds me of Hillary, he says. And then he ticks off the ways that McCaskill is just like Hillary. She was very upset about that on Twitter. And so she comes back and she says, people in my state know that I'm not Hillary Clinton. And so then Rebecca Berg came back and said, well, Hillary Clinton here are the different ways that you endorsed her. You were the very first person to endorse her, and you have been supporting her from the very beginning. And another person said, it's kind of interesting to watch the Clinton dance that McCaskill is engaged in. Run to her, run away from her. Run to her, run away from her. It's kind of a lobster quadrille, right? Will she, won't she? Dance the lobster quadrille. That's the question. I think it's going to be her final dance today in Missouri. And then Beto O'Rourke, the presumed Irishman, the trans-Hispanic candidate that we have here. Well, not only is this guy a phony Hispanic, it really bothers me to see his signs. Beto for Senate. Beto is not his name. Oh, well, I've had that nickname since I was in kindergarten. Well, he didn't use it. He didn't use it when he was writing reviews in college. When he was writing reviews in college, he called himself Robert O'Rourke, the Irishman. And that's what he went by when he was writing reviews in college. Reviews that he got in trouble for because he offended the sensibilities of the perpetually offended left. But here's something that nobody is telling you about Beto O'Rourke. And that is his connections to money and how he has used it to benefit his multi-billionaire father-in-law. Yes, his father-in-law, worth $20 billion. You know, Donald Trump's net worth is about $3 to $5 billion, depending on how you calculate it. His father-in-law has a net worth of $20 billion, and Beto voted to take away homes for low-income constituents to benefit his multi-billionaire father-in-law. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Haven't we heard that before, Democrats?
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, I want liberty. But you know these Democrats who are running for office, they want to get rich. They want power over your life. A good example of this is what we've seen. You know, we got Feinstein, her Chinese chauffeur spy connection. We got Pelosi's husband and his solar subsidies that he got at the last minute. We got McCaskill, who was a big issue during this election, the fact that her husband had gotten quite wealthy, flipping low-income housing and using federal subsidy programs and all of that. He made millions off of flipping low-income homes and using the federal subsidies. But something that hasn't been talked about is the real estate deals that Beto O'Rourke made and his connections to his father-in-law, who is a multi-billionaire. It's kind of interesting when you look at this race. Beto O'Rourke, in just the last couple of weeks of the campaign, went from an already very high $30 million, more than doubled that up to $70 million, just like that. You know, we had a lot of people say, oh, look at this. He's got so much money, but it's all small contributions from Hollywood. Yeah. And all the grassroots people. And then all of a sudden, boom, $30-some-odd million in just a couple of weeks. Where's that coming from? Is that coming from some of these billionaires that are funding all these different various races across the country, pushing their socialist candidates, but finding identity politics candidates? You know, we got some, got a lot of people in the Democrat Party running on their race or their sex or their sexual orientation. But of course, Beto doesn't have any of that stuff going for him. So he just makes it up and he gets away with it. And he's also able to hide the fact that his father-in-law is a multi-billionaire. We got a story up on Infowars.com from Michael Snyder. Why isn't anybody reporting that Robert O'Rourke, who goes by the name of Beto, is married to the daughter of a billionaire that has far more money than Donald Trump? Anywhere from 4 to 7 times the amount of money that Donald Trump has, depending on how you calculate Trump's net worth. And this guy, this multi-billionaire father-in-law of Beto, Robert O'Rourke, has benefited from things that O'Rourke did as an El Paso city councilman in the mid-2000s. This was talked about by Daily Caller. I'm going to bring it up again middle of last week. And, of course, folks, when you look at corruption at the local level, and this is a point where Robert O'Rourke, Beto, was an El Paso city councilman. When you look at what happens in terms of payola and corruption at the local level, it typically revolves around real estate. That's always been the pattern anywhere that I've lived. You can see people that are very powerful. The real estate lobbies get invested very powerfully there. I saw that happen in Tampa, where I lived there, and, of course, anywhere. Now, what happened in El Paso, while Robert O'Rourke, also known as Beto, was a city councilman, he used his elected position to push through a real estate deal to benefit his family, specifically his father-in-law, the multi-billionaire, the guy who's got a net worth of about $20 billion, to the detriment of his constituency, despite running on a platform against special interest in politics. And this is according to the New York Times. New York Times pointed this out. All of these billionaires, and all these really rich people in the Democrat Party say, look, 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 I'm with you. I want to help you poor people get some housing. And then they run them off of their homes. That's exactly what I saw in Tampa. People getting in city office, and they wanted to have a skyscraper go up, and they would play every game in the world to condemn the property of poor people who had fought to own their own homes. They would condemn the property. They would get enough of them, and then they would use eminent domain to buy the rest. But they would condemn the bulk of them, as many of them as they could. And then they would turn it over to their developer friends. And this is exactly what happened, except Beto O'Rourke turned it over to his developer father-in-law. The redevelopment project was proposed by billionaire real estate investor William Sanders in 2006. And O'Rourke married Sanders' daughter, Amy, only a year prior in 2005. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? So here's a guy, a fake Democrat who cares, you know, a Democrat who fakes caring for the poor, basically ripping them off for the benefit of his multi-billionaire father-in-law. And a guy who is an Irishman pretending to be an Hispanic. We'll see how this happens today, what happens with it. I think it's kind of interesting when we look at this. Doug Casey kind of put a fine point on it. He talks about sociopaths in politics. It's quite clear that the Democrats are socialists. They own that label now very proudly. They wear the union label very proudly. Yes, we belong to the socialist union. But they're really sociopaths. And here's what Doug Casey says about sociopaths. He said they completely lack a conscience or any capacity for real regret about hurting people, although they pretend the opposite. Number two, sociopaths put their own desires and wants on a totally different level from those of other people. Their wants are incommensurate. They truly believe their ends justify their means, although they pretend the opposite. Sociopaths consider themselves superior to everyone else because they aren't burdened by the emotions and the ethics that other people have. They're above all that. They're arrogant, although they pretend the opposite. Sociopaths never accept the slightest responsibility for anything that goes wrong, even though they're responsible for almost everything that goes wrong. You'll never hear a sincere apology from them. Sociopaths have a lopsided notion of property rights. What's theirs is theirs, and what's yours is theirs too. Therefore, they defend currency inflation and taxation as things that are good. Sociopaths usually pick the wrong target to attack. If they lose their wallet, they kick the dog. If 16 Saudis fly into buildings, or pretend, and you have fly into two buildings and three of them fall down, they attack Afghanistan. Sociopaths traffic in disturbing news. They love to pass on destructive rumors. They'll falsify information to damage others. They're chronic, extremely convincing. Even enthusiastic liars who often believe their own lies. That means that they aren't easy to spot because normal people naturally assume another person is telling the truth. Doug Casey on what a sociopath is. You know, we got a lot of sociopaths on the ballot today. You'll usually find the D label behind them. Some of them are ours. Got to be careful. But when you look at what is being pushed on people, it's very clear. It's a very clear choice. Like I said at the top of the broadcast, it's going to be Trump or consequences. You know, it's President Trump that people are associating with, not the GOP, not the Paul Ryan establishment, not the Mitch McConnell establishment, not the Lindsey Graham establishment. It's President Trump that people are looking at because he broke through that gridlock of the establishment. And the establishment has been trying every sociopathic tactic to try to take him down in the last 2 years. And we've seen it. We understand it. They can censor press organizations. They can try to censor your speech. They can promote the other side. They can ban commercials and then help other people to run their commercials. But you still see it. As I've said many times, even in Soviet Union, when they only had two press organizations and they had no social media and they had no free speech and you could not speak openly about something because that could be a very dangerous thing. You get picked up, sent off to the gulag. And now the gulag censors you on social media. Google, the gulag. But even back in those days, when they had two outlets, Izvestia and Pravda, news and truth, they called them. And everybody said there is no truth in Pravda, there is no news in Izvestia. They understood what was going on. And so in the final Gallup poll, as we have on InfoWars.com, majority of Americans think that Republicans will retain the House. Yes, I think so too. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the insane things that the Democrat left is doing. Always interesting and to follow, but we're going to talk about what really matters and in this election. And we're coming up to something that is very significant. And there are major forces at play here, folks. That's why each election is building in intensity.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products, and we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose.
Oh yeah, what's new, pussycats? Pussycat, that never ends. They don't realize how badly they damaged the Democrat Party with this pussycat narrative coming after Brett Kavanaugh.
What's new? Pussycat?
They tried to frame an innocent man for rape decades ago. And they were exposed doing that. And now they're exposing themselves in some very unpleasant ways. We have Chelsea Handler going nude to urge America to vote like your life depends on it. Show the picture of Chelsea Handler. When they put it up on Breitbart, they showed her nude selfie there because she's holding her camera strategically so that you only see her flaccid body. and then they put an inset in there of her wearing a pussy hat. Now, I think what she should have done to send a completely schizophrenic message that would fit with Hollywood left is put on your pussy hat and then take a naked selfie of yourself. Now, what that's supposed to tell anybody other than you're completely bonkers, I don't understand. I mean, what is the motivation for this? Are we supposed to vote against Donald Trump so that we can get her to put on clothes? Please, put on some clothes. All right, I'll vote for him. I surrender. I mean, seriously, you know, who wants to see that? And or maybe she'll go back to Canada because she's Canadian. What's she doing here anyway, telling us how to vote? Mind your own business. Mind your own country. Go back to your own country. We got all these Hollywood people in 2016. Said they were going to go to Canada, President Trump won. We're still waiting. They won't go to Canada, and the Canadians won't go back to Canada that don't like Trump. Just go. You got a home, go back to it. You can enjoy your time there with Justin Trudeau, the small amount of time that he's got left, because the people there in Canada, I think, are going to wake up and throw him out, too. But I don't really understand what she's selling, what she's trying to push here. This is the insanity, and like I said, the schizophrenia of this Me Too Hollywood movement. You know, oh, look, I'm naked. Buy a ticket. See me naked. And then, you're a pig for looking. I mean, this is what these people are about. They have sold us the sexual revolution, anything goes, licentiousness, for decades. And now, all of a sudden, boom, it just turns like that. It's enough to almost make you feel sorry for Harvey Weinstein. I don't feel sorry for Harvey Weinstein. Let me just clarify. He is a predator, and he is the kind of person who put that stuff out. But, of course, these women bear some responsibility in this as well, and they do bear it, don't they? And this is somebody who has a program on Netflix. Netflix that is pushing, as I talked about the other day, that filthy cartoon aimed at your preteens called Big Mouth. Highly charged sexual imagery and perversion throughout. Put in a cartoon format so they can aim it at preteens. Also, the occultic Sabrina episodes that came out. And then this garbage coming from Barack and Michelle Obama. They're going to adapt an anti-Trump book for Netflix. This book is called The Fifth Risk. I looked at that at first. I was like, what's that about? Is that kind of like The Fourth Turning? I'm going to talk about The Fourth Turning coming up here in just a second. But it's supposedly a gloomy nonfiction book. No, it's written by a Democrat who supports the Obamas and pushes that narrative. No, it's not a nonfiction. It is a fiction book, folks. But nevertheless, it masquerades as a nonfiction book. The Fifth Risk, a gloomy expose about the far-reaching ramifications of a Trump presidency. It's going to be made into a Netflix series, a propaganda piece by the Obamas, financed by Netflix, talking about chaos and mismanagement inside the Trump administration. Well, we'll see about that. But some of the stuff that Chelsea Handler had to say as she was taking her nude selfie to get attention. She said, the Republican Party equals white male party. They don't care about women, and they don't care about the future. All they care about is the past, where white men are in power. Rape is fine. Keep minorities and women down. All white men. Oh, and Ben Carson. Okay, well, you just keep that up. Because thank you, Chelsea Handler. You just handed the election to the Republicans with your Brett Kavanaugh pussy hat stuff. And then they have these other Democrat women who are going nude to protest. It's just a thing with Democrats. Just how disgusting and perverse can these people be? It's absolutely amazing. The depraved demagogues who are pushing naked tyranny on us. And a very perverted society as well. Several Democrat women stripped to their skivvies for a photo shoot. Don Robinson, 48, a Harvard Law School graduate, said what the Republicans are doing to transgender rights, the way they are attacking women's reproductive rights, that would mean fighting the dismemberment of babies, half of whom are women, potential women, right? And the collective trauma means that women are really coming to the forefront now. The difference is we are saying it's not just Trump, it's Kavanaugh and all the alleged abusers who have been exposed by the Me Too movement. She went on to say, yeah, thank you. Thank you for doing that. It's the objectification of women that they're so concerned about, so they pose nude. And as I said, this is not anything that you want to see. I mean, you don't see Alec Baldwin out there stripping off, right? Nobody wants to see Alec Baldwin. No one sees Alec Baldwin with clothes on, let alone with his clothes off. You don't have, I don't know, talk show hosts aren't, you know, you think it would help Trump if I took off my clothes? Absolutely would not help him. Not going to do it. Wouldn't help him. Or if Alex Jones took off his clothes, or Rush Limbaugh, or Sean Hannity. I mean, Michael Savage. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that, except the Democrats. In their perverse sense of what they want to do. In Iran, we had something else that nobody wanted to see. That was their annual Death to America rally, just before our elections. These people, maybe they don't get it. I don't know. You're like, hey, I got an idea. Let's send a massive migrant caravan of 10,000, 15,000 people to the U.S. just before the election. Hey, let's do a Death to America rally just before the sanctions. Of course, this was to celebrate the seizure of the U.S. Embassy in 1979, that led to a 444-day hostage crisis. And they have people stomping on fake American $100 bills because in Iran, they don't have any real $100 bills. But then they have Louis Farrakhan, and he is leading chants of death to America in Tehran, as he again refers to America as the great Satan. And when I saw this yesterday, I said, well, maybe he would be more comfortable living in Iran. I think Louis Farrakhan would be more comfortable living there. As a matter of fact, Valerie Jarrett's parents were more comfortable living in Iran. They left Chicago and they moved to Iran. She was born in Iran. Maybe that's one of the reasons why they did such a sweetheart deal on that Iranian treaty in the Obama administration with Valerie Jarrett, the woman that everybody jumped on Roseanne for. Roseanne said, she doesn't look black to me. I thought she was Iranian. Well, she is Iranian. She is Iranian. She was born in Iran. She pushed Iran, and Roseanne knows that. Most Americans don't know that. Don't know what that's all really about. And I'm sure that the Jarrett family, Valerie Jarrett, with all of her connections in Iran and her long experience having been born there and living there for a while, her parents preferring Iran to America until they could come back and get connected to the socialist establishment there in Chicago and elevate Obama and so forth. I'm sure that the Valerie Jarrett and her family could help Louis Farrakhan find accommodations in Iran because they're so much more accommodating in Iran than they are in America, right? NBC has not apologized for the Saturday Night Live sketch I talked about yesterday. Pete Davidson, the so-called comedian of the former comedy show Saturday Night Live, joked about Dan Crenshaw, who lost an eye as a Navy SEAL in a war room, tour of duty, not war room, lost an eye during an IED blast while serving in Afghanistan. He said, you may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie. He lost his eye in a war or whatever. Let me tell you something. Dan Crenshaw is a candidate in Houston. And he was an odds-on favorite. About 55 to 44 was what he was leading his Democrat opponent. He is going to be a walk-in right now. And he is going to be absolutely everybody's sentimental favorite in this election. No doubt about it. But, of course, NBC hasn't apologized. Comcast hasn't apologized. Another former Navy SEAL, Ephraim Mattos, says CNN host Don Lemon needs to apologize for saying the biggest terror threat in this country is white men. He said, and I'll tell you what he had to say when we come back, because he made it clear that he's simply American. But it's not okay to be American, says CNN and the Democrat Party.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we're going to take a look at what Barack Obama is saying, the crowds that he's getting, of course. But I think the real issue that is before us is the fact that we're in the middle of a fourth turning. I've talked about this before. It goes back to a 1997 book by Strauss and Howe. They looked at generational turnings, about an 80-year cycle. As a matter of fact, they had kind of laid out the thesis of it in a 1991 book called Generations. They were the people who coined the term millennials. And they looked at how you have a major structural society, structural change in society. And then based on people's ages when that is happening, you know, if you're very young when that happens, it affects you in one way. If you're middle-aged, it affects you in a different way and so forth. How does it affect people as they go through this societal cycle that we see over and over again? And they predicted that we would be in the middle of a fourth turning right about now, that it would start right around 2007, 2008. And what happened 2007, 2008? Well, we had a global economic crisis, didn't we? And these things have typically been accompanied by something like the Great Depression, followed oftentimes by a war, like we saw with World War II. Prior to that, the 80-year cycle before that was not only the American Civil War, but we had civil wars that were happening around the world. I've pointed out many times that Italy had a civil war at exactly the same time that we did, and it was for exactly the same reasons. No, they didn't have slavery in Italy. That was not the reason we had a civil war, folks. The reason we had a civil war was that there were competing economic interests between the agrarian, decentralized power centers that existed in America prior to the Civil War and existed in Italy prior to the Civil War, and then a rising industrial power that was creating a consolidated nation state. Now, tariffs and the monetary issues and everything were secondary to those surging forces that happened at that time. And prior to that, we had the American Revolution and so forth. They took this back 500 years into American and English history, looking at this 80-year cycle. So we're going to take a quick look at that when we come back, because I think that is the essence of why we see not only everybody saying, well, this is the most important election of my lifetime. And we've heard that for a long time, but especially in the last few years, it's really become true, not a cliche, because the intensity has been building. And it is going to continue to build regardless of who wins this election. It really is. You think we've seen a lot of turmoil and chaos and violence and hatred in the streets in the last 2 years? It's going to be much more intense after this election, regardless of who wins, quite frankly. And it is going to continue to build until about 2030. And you better be aware of what these forces are. And you better understand that there are real things at stake. It isn't just like, oh, well, this is just something that happens. And then, you know, like the four seasons that we have. And then after we have our winter, everything changes again. And we go back to spring. And, you know, it's basically the same as it was last year. No. Whenever we have these major societal eruptions and changes, society is restructured for the better or for the worse. And so we have to be a part of this. And we have to take an active role in this. And it's very important that we do that. When we look at what is happening, as I pointed out in the last segment, a former Navy SEAL, Ephraim Mattos, took exception to Don Lemon saying the biggest terror threat in this country is white men. He says if CNN doesn't fire Don Lemon immediately, it only goes to show they're truly the enemy of the people. He said, I don't identify as a white or male or Republican. I identify as an American. He said, I survived three wars, a gunshot wound, a near-fatal drowning, a failed parachute, Taliban ambush, so forth. He said, I fought shoulder to shoulder with my brother Arabs, Asians, Black, Hispanics, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, etc. But this is the way they are dividing us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have reports that Miami polling station has run out of ballots as early voting has soared. There's intense interest in this election. No doubt about it. The Democrats are fired up. No doubt about it. The Republicans are fired up. It's going to be a contest as to which base is more intense, which base is more activated. And this truly is unprecedented. I've been watching politics for a long time, and I've never seen both sides so animated, so engaged, so intense, and so much hatred, quite frankly, on both sides. And it is because of the time that we're in. I've said it before. Many people have said it. Article from Zero Hedge going back about a week. Most Americans see a sharply divided nation. The fourth turning is here. This generational turn that we see. Every 80 years, we see something like the Great Depression, World War II. Prior to that, the Civil War. Prior to that, the Revolutionary War. Prior to that, going back 500 years. Like I said, Strauss and Howe back in 1997 laid it out and showed the cycle. Generations about 20 years apart. How they are born within a cycle. How things change. And of course, they had already talked about that back in 1991. They made it a little bit more detailed in 1997. Here's a quote from that book that they wrote in 1997, The Fourth Turning. In retrospect, the spark might seem as ominous as a financial crash, as ordinary as a national election, or as trivial as a Tea Party. Now, this is written in 1997, folks, 1997, before the Tea Party movement. An initial spark will trigger a chain of reaction, of unyielding responses and further emergencies. The core elements of these scenarios, debt, civic decay, global disorder, will matter more than the details, which the catalyst will juxtapose and connect in some unknowable way. If foreign societies are also entering a fourth turning, this could accelerate the chain reaction. At home and abroad, these events will reflect the tearing of the civic fabric at points of extreme vulnerability, problem areas where America will have neglected, denied, or delayed needed action. That is what we're seeing right now. And as they point out in this article on today's Zero Hedge, a new emergency or winner-take-all battle seems to be occurring on a weekly basis. The midterm elections are just the most recent trigger. And will trigger the next phase of the fourth turning. Either result, whether the Democrats win or the Republicans win, is likely to deepen the anger, the hate, the violence, the turmoil, which has already been elevated to levels pretending civil chaos, if not civil war. If the Republicans pull off a 2016-like upset and retain control of the House, The fury and the rage from left-wing haters will surely violently erupt in their social justice enclaves of loathing. If you think the fake Russiagate witch hunt, surveillance state attempted coup, screeching pussy hat wearing feminazis perpetrating fake criminal accusations against good men, Soros-funded illegal migrant caravans, photo ops, and libelous propaganda media inciting violence was bad, the coming venom, viciousness, violent upheaval will make the first 2 years of Trump's reign look like a pleasant walk in the park. These crisis periods strike like clockwork on an 80-year timetable. The 2008 financial crisis struck 79 years after the 1929 stock market crash that catalyzed the Great Depression and World War II fourth turning. That's what we're in, folks. And if you think that it isn't global, you haven't been paying attention. Just take a look at Brazil's new president. This guy was being vilified in our press as a wannabe dictator. And I didn't know anything about him other than the press hated him. So that was that was something in his favor. But this is a guy who campaigned on let's ease restrictions for gun ownership for the average person because we've got a crime epidemic. And when I saw that, I said, that's all you need to know that the globalist press here in America and Britain and Europe are lying to you about this guy. No dictator is going to try to make it easier for the citizens to own guns. The first thing a dictator does is take all the guns away from citizens. That's what Mao said. Power comes out of the barrel of a gun. And then he made sure he had all the guns, just like Adolf Hitler before him did the very first modern gun control laws and gun confiscation. As I pointed out before, the best group in the early 90s for Second Amendment defense was not the NRA. It was Jews for the Preservation of Firearm Ownership. And they would talk a great deal about Hitler's firearm laws. That is the hallmark of a dictator. So this guy who is they're labeling as a dictator. They're using the same kind of smear tactics against him that they use against President Trump. This is a guy who's Christian. He's pro-life. He's pro-Israel. They hate him for all those things. And he is pro-self-defense. And so they label him a dictator. Also, Marine Le Pen is now leading Macron for the first time, say, polls. And as I pointed out yesterday, this odd couple of politics, Mary Madeline and James Carville, which most people don't really remember them from the 90s. They were very high profile during the 90s. She was with the Bushes. He was with the Clintons. And they were married to each other. Their marriage has survived somehow. I don't know how that survived because they are both, especially James Carville, rabidly partisan. But Mary Madeline had this to say. She would not defend President Trump because, again, she's a Bush globalist. But she also looked at the larger context of something like this fourth turning. She said, I'm not saying this to defend President Trump. And what she said was that he is not the cause of the lack of civility or the bad behavior that we're seeing on both sides. She said, I'm not saying that to defend him. I'm not saying that to trash the system or anything like that. But we are at a crossroad, she said, for a lot of reasons that have happened in history before. See, the people who are professionals who look at this, who study history, who study politics, understand what this timing is. And they also understand that they're going to have everything done by 2030. That's one of the reasons why they picked 2030. It just wasn't picked out of the air. The UN globalists picked it. They are talking about, oh, this is to save the environment. No, they have a deadline there that is coinciding with the fourth turning. And you have to understand they want to completely remake society. They want to take away all of our freedoms. They want to lock us up in the cities. They want to take away our ability to shoot, our ability to communicate, our ability to move. It is a tactic for control of every aspect of our life, total control of every aspect of our life. She went on to say this. She says, it feels more calamitous right now because of the information age, because we get so much more information. We get it faster. It doesn't make us wiser, but we have a generational shift. She said there's now more millennials than baby boomers. See, she's also looking at this as a generational shift. It is the fourth turning. She said it's a technological shift as well, an energy shift. So all this stuff is churning around in the politics, the way our system is set up. is an anachronism. In other words, they are going to remake this into something different, something that we haven't seen for a while. Dr. James Dobson, formerly of Focus on the Family, now has the James Dobson Family Institute. He said, powerful social movements and passions are blowing in the wind. Most of them have dangerous implications for the institution of the family, of religious liberty, of our children, and of unborn babies, and the country at large. It will be, folks, a massive turning. The question is, which direction are we going to be turning? Will we be turning towards authoritarianism or towards liberty? Will we be turning towards God or towards Sodom and Gomorrah? We're not slouching towards Sodom and Gomorrah, folks. We're already there. We're already there. He said, God help us if you and I fail. A lot at stake. We have it within our power to protect our heritage of liberty that is codified in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That is the elephant in the room that nobody is talking about. Yeah, the big issue, the thing that is underlying all this is the economy. The big issue is immigration. But the elephant in the room is our freedom. And our freedom to speak and taking that away is ultimately going to be their control, absolute control of our lives. And they're very far along that agenda. And we need to wake up.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. And on a day like today, Election Day, you have to understand, you may not be interested in politics, but politics is interested in you. I'd be more than happy just to forget about this, but they're not going to leave you alone. They're not going to leave me alone either. You know, it wasn't long ago that in Switzerland, I don't know if it's the case anymore in Switzerland, but about 20 years ago, it was the case that the majority of people in Switzerland didn't even know who the president was. Yes, I know. We've seen Mark Dice on the streets asking people questions about basic things about, what country are you living in? Don't know. But no, seriously. I mean, the people in Switzerland didn't know who the president was, and for good reason. He had absolutely no effect on their lives. None whatsoever. They had very little power in the central government. Now, things are changing in Switzerland. They're being drugged into this globalist nonsense along with everybody else. But it didn't matter. But it does matter, and has mattered for a very long time, who is in charge of the government. Because the government has been intruding into your life in every aspect. And we're to blame for it. I mean, how long have we said things like, oh, there ought to be a law, so forth, right? Kept saying that all the time about stuff. It used to be a saying when I was growing up, oh, don't make a federal case out of it. Well, now everything is a federal case. We think there ought to be a law about everything. And everything ought to be decided in Washington. And I'm afraid the conservatives think that as well on many issues, many, many issues. If they think it's really important, it needs to be defined at the federal level. Just take a look at marriage, for example. One of the reasons why Christians have been labeled as hateful by the Southern Poverty Law Center is because we simply support traditional marriage, a definition of marriage that has existed in virtually all societies, not just Western societies, but all societies throughout history. Men and women, yeah, two sexes. I can't believe that I'm defending the fact that gender is binary in 2018. I never thought I would ever have this discussion. Not even 5 years ago did I think I'd be having this kind of discussion. And now I've got to defend this. And now when I defend that, I am labeled an enemy of the state. I am censored on social media for defending the idea that gender is biological and binary and can be determined objectively. That makes me an enemy of the state. It makes us an enemy of the state. We get labeled as hateful people because they hate us because we talk about marriage. But how did that happen? You know, Christians have themselves to blame for going back at one point and saying we're going to let the government define what marriage is. The government shouldn't even have any say-so about marriage. It's too important to be determined by government. Too many things in our life, this is what we need to start saying. Instead of saying there ought to be a law, we ought to say that's too important for the government to have any involvement in it whatsoever. We need to recapture the idea that we don't live in a pyramid with an all-seeing eye at the top. We live in a situation where we have different spheres of authority. I was giving the civics lesson to my daughter last week. You know, the thing that's constantly put on us is we got this pyramid. And at the top
is not God, but the federal government. And then below that, we have all these different jurisdictions. We've got states, we've got counties, we've got cities, and all this kind of. And every one of them, you know, as you go down, the people at the very top, they can tell everybody what to do. And then as you go down the next level, well, they can tell all the people below them what to do. It's kind of like the hierarchy that you've got in the military or something. That's not, and at the very bottom is the individual, you know, and the family, and the church or whatever. No, you have different spheres of authority. The family is just as important as the federal government. I would even say more so. If you got the family, you got the church, you got the individual, nobody pays any attention to that. They have a sphere of authority, and the government should not, if it's a legitimate government, intrude itself into those institutions, unless they become illegitimate in some way. You got a father who is beating his wife, then you have one of these other spheres of authority intervene in there. Just like if you have a government that invades another country, then those other countries invade that government to stop it. That's what we did against Adolf Hitler. That is authority rightfully understood. All these different spheres of authority, and all of them encompassed by God's authority. That is the way that society needs to be structured, in my opinion. And I think I can make a biblical case for that. But we don't do that. Instead, as Christians, we appeal to the federal government to solve all of our problems because we think that the federal government is God, just like the liberals do in so many cases. And that's wrong. That's wrong. Far-left Democrats have made their general disdain for Christians very well known, said Brian Chai at Western Journal. And, of course, they've made their disdain for the family, for children, for men, for women, for genders. They've made all of that stuff very obvious as to what they hate. Michael Snyder has an article up on Zero Hedge, 12 examples that show that America is far more messed up than when you were a kid. We have witnessed a level of social decay that we've never seen before here in this country. Because why? Because politics is ruling our life. Government is ruling our life. And I understand. Today is election day. And I'm voting to try to get government out of my life. And I've seen a lot of that from President Trump, and I applaud him for it. I applaud him for that. And I want more of that. And that's why I said this is either going to be Trump or consequences that we have today. You know, we have government rules everything that we have, and our economy may be doing a lot better. 72% or 75% of the people say the economy is going great. But folks, what we value, we have never been poor in what we value. Here's some examples. Overdosing on drugs is now the leading cause of death for Americans under 50. We're now grappling with the worst opioid crisis in our entire history. Why? We got the war on drugs. Didn't that solve it? We've had that for 47 years. No, it's made it a lot worse. We often remember the 1970s and 80s as a time when cocaine use was out of control in America. But the truth is, cocaine deaths in America just hit a brand new all-time record high. We recently had at a Walmart store, an 8-year-old girl was spotted by an 81-year-old man. He offered to buy her from her mother for $200,000 in Port Orange. And so now he's under arrest, at least for the time being. We are also inventing new ways to abuse our children. A Missouri mother is suing her son's former daycare center after two teachers hosted a fight club, encouraged the toddlers to beat each other up. More allegations of sexual abuse are coming out so frequently that they don't even make the news anymore. Like this, in Massachusetts, a youth football coach has been charged with raping numerous young boys and recording the attacks on video. As Michael Snyder says, it wasn't that long ago that if you had something like that, that would be sensational enough to make national news. Now nobody even reports it because it's, yeah, seen a lot of those stories. It's now another dog bites man story. Another thing happens so frequently, it barely makes the news, is mass brawls. We just had another one in Philadelphia. A dozen juveniles arrested. They had a large brawl involving 200 school students outside of McDonald's in Philadelphia. And on and on and on. But, of course, the one thing that can get you in the news and get you in a lot of trouble is if you say something on social media that is politically incorrect. Oh, yeah, that's going to be, you call Kleenex's man size, that's going to be a unforgivable crime, and that'll be an international story. Folks, we've got a massive sale at InfoWars right now, 67% off many products, free shipping store-wide. I don't know where they came up with the 67% off. Maybe that's because we're expecting that to be the power balance in the Senate after this election today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now if you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals. Please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Talk about some of the ads that are allowed and some of the ads that are taken away. I want to talk about a little bit about the economy and how Obama is taking credit for it. Remember, he told us all as entrepreneurs, as businessmen and so forth, we did, and women, we did not build that. He did. The government did. And now he's saying the same thing to President Trump. Trump, you didn't build that economy. I built that economy. We're going to talk about that. But also, I want to talk a little bit about the pro-life issue and free speech as well. You know, we have a right to life and a right to liberty. Our liberty, our free speech is being taken away from us. Our free exercise of religion is being taken away from us. And the best example of this is what's happening on Facebook, how they are banning ads there. Before we get into that, I just want to tell you a little bit more about the specials I started telling you about as we went to break. We have a big special that we've just added to InfoWarsStore.com, 67% off. We call it a blowout special. Hopefully it's going to be a Republican blowout, a red wave that's coming. Hopefully we'll have 67% of the Senate. Who knows what's going to happen with this? But nevertheless, at InfoWars store, we do have 67% off, and it is a blowout there. We have 67% off of Silver Bullet, 57% off of Super Male Vitality, 50% off of Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement that we have there. And as I've said, I call it Brain Focus because it really does help to focus my mind when I have it. Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine today is 50% off, and free shipping store-wide. We have the Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filter, the big one, that is typically about $250. It is now reduced to an unprecedented discount, $127, about 50% off of that large water filter. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have an exclusive special for listeners of this show. You can use the code REALNEWS to save $10 on the new InfoWars Hexagon Polo Shirt, Golf Shirt. Again, you can use the code REALNEWS to save $10 off of that new InfoWars Hexagon Polo. Folks, we really do appreciate your support, especially at this time. So let's talk a little bit about issues. As I said, we really know where the Democrats are in terms of what they hate. They're very vocal about that, what they will allow to be said. It has often been called a culture war, folks. It is not a culture war. It is a spiritual war. My religious beliefs are not my culture. They are the essence of what I do and why I do it, but it is not a culture. Some people, the church that they go to is a culture. They just grew up in, well, you know, I always grew up in this church. I go there, well, you need to reexamine your life. But it is not a culture war. It is a spiritual war. And I think a good example of this is this horrible essay, going back to October the 21st, by a Minneapolis-based pastor. It was put up on USA Today. His name is Doug Paget, is executive director of Vote Common Good. Well, Common. There you go, Common. It's probably one of these organizations like Sojourners that gets a lot of money from George Soros. I don't know. I haven't looked into that, but I bet it would be. I don't need to look too far, though, to find out what this guy's about. Everything in here is white this and white that. He hates white evangelicals. He mentions white evangelicals as being the problem, the greatest problem in America over and over again. This pastor hates evangelicals, especially white ones. Evangelicals, this is the title. Evangelicals are paying high moral price for anti-abortion gains. What would Jesus do? Well, I'll tell you what Jesus would do. You know, he said, son, you say you harm one of these little ones, it'd be better for you if you had a millstone tied around your neck, and if you were thrown into the sea. What would he say? Yeah, what would Jesus do or say about these people who are profiting off of murdering babies and chopping up their parts? You think he would treat them even more harshly than he treated the money changers in the temple? It's the only time when Jesus came the first time that we saw him get violent. I don't think he'd be very happy about this. But listen to the way this guy spins it. He goes, yeah, you know, you've got these religious leaders, and they think they're gaining ground by pushing back on abortion, as if that is not something that's important. But he says, look at this. They cheered as health care was stripped away from the poor in the middle of the night. Folks, we haven't had Obamacare for 5 years, and all of a sudden, it's now the narrative that health care is Obamacare. No, it isn't. It isn't. Obamacare has made health care more unaffordable than ever before. It is a system that is based on theft. It is a system that ignores the rule of law. Obama didn't get Congress to fund Obamacare. We've pointed this out many times. They wouldn't fund it, so he basically stole the money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors. The House Republicans sued him. A judge said, you can't do that. They have to appropriate the money. You can't just steal it from fund here that was a government-backed mortgage fund. You can't steal it from investors to do this. You have to have that money appropriated by a vote. And yet it continues to this day. And he violated the Constitution. So did the Supreme Court by saying they can mandate that I have to buy a service from a private corporation. This is the kind of, you want to talk about fascism? All you Antifa people out there, why don't you pay attention to the real fascism that's there, where you have corporations telling us what health care we can and cannot get, defining the terms of health care for us, just as they are defining what we can and cannot say. Oh, it's okay when the big corporations do it, right? And you call yourself an anti-fascist? That is fascism. And then he goes on to say this. They fell in line to support the newly confirmed Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who was credibly accused of harming multiple women. No, he wasn't. There was no credibility to those charges. They were standing behind the Christian principle of innocent until proven guilty. Before two or three witnesses, this is a Judeo-Christian tradition, before two or three witnesses let their guilt be judged, right? That is what this guy hates about white evangelicals. But let's talk about what they really hate, which is the abomination of abortion. You have images of bloody fetuses sent to Beto O'Rourke supporters in Garland neighborhood. This is outside of Dallas. The Dallas News is very upset about that. People that they interviewed said, we were horrified and just like, you know, gut punched to see that image. Don't want to see the image of what an abortion looks like, do you? No, don't want to see that. You should know this is what you support. You know, we've had situations, take Vietnam, for example. They said that was the first televised war that we had. And it made it very hard to glorify war when people saw what was happening on the ground. And it makes it very hard to glorify a woman's choice when they choose to do this to children. It makes it very hard to see this. They don't want to see this. And that's why Facebook censors pro-life ads and why the Dallas News is silent about that. We had Susan B. Anthony list saying, why is Facebook so intent on disenfranchising Charlotte and Micah? They deserve to be allowed to tell their stories, but Facebook is shutting down our ads that show how they survived premature births. I want to play that ad for you that Facebook would not allow to be shown. Here's the ad that Facebook banned. See if you think this is too controversial.
I was 23 weeks pregnant. I woke up having lots of stomach pain.
Becca's shaking me awake and saying I'm bleeding.
I did think when I saw the blood that we were probably losing the baby.
Doctors just come in and said, you have a choice. Do you want to try and keep her? My daughter Charlotte was born at 24 weeks.
It was the happiest moment of my life.
For those that are advocating late-term abortions, look at my daughter.
Unborn babies deserve protection. Vote pro-life in November.
They actually had two ads. The first one, the one telling Micah's story, they shut down without any explanation. That particular ad that had absolutely nothing in it except this picture that showed the child with a Band-Aid on its head. They said that's too sensational, too graphic to show a premature baby who was born at 20-some-odd weeks that then survived and is now flourishing as a young adult. They showed the story of another baby, a boy, in that case. They don't want those stories told. We have to pretend they're not persons.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Studio is Roger Stone, and I want to get his take on what he thinks is going to happen with the election. We're going to talk about the election somewhat, and I also want to find out what's going on in Roger's life, because he is in a crucible right now. A lot of pressure from all sides. They're trying to grind him down because they didn't like the results of the last election. We've talked about this at length, but of course it is not over for Roger. It is building to a climax. So I want to find out what he thinks is going to be happening after the election to him personally. But let's talk first, Roger. Welcome. Thank you for joining.
David, this, the only thing in the world that could get me up this early in the morning is to be on with David Knight.
Well, this is kind of like our afternoon here for the crew, so I appreciate you coming in. I know it is a strange schedule, but we're kind of on Greenwich Mean Time here.
Well, we're going to have great election coverage tonight. We started yesterday, and I'm committed to doing my part. I'm looking forward to being on with Alex and many other analysts trying to break it down.
Well, I want to find out your take on this, because you've been doing this for a very, very long time. You are the expert, and I'm very optimistic about this, but I was surprised to hear you say that you thought this is not going to turn out good for the Republicans this time. Tell us why you think that maybe this time Nate Silver is right when he was wrong last time.
Well, I'm somewhat pessimistic for two reasons. First of all, let me say, if I had any confidence that we were going to have an honest vote, I think I'd be more optimistic about holding the House. I think that there are two factors here at work. One is the result and impact of the internet censorship. Basically, by censoring conservatives on the internet, Facebook, Twitter, the effort to take down InfoWars, we have shifted control of the political narrative back to the mainstream media, which, and they had lost that control in 2016. The rise of vibrant, robust alternative media based in the internet is the only reason Donald Trump was able to win, because he could out-communicate CNN and MSNBC and NBC and CBS and the rest of the deep state connected media. They've taken that away from us. The question is, what will be the impact of that? I think it'll be very negative. Secondarily is the fact that there is no ballot security in this election.
Yes.
The Trump Justice Department has done nothing to ensure the integrity of the vote. In my home state of Florida, you can register online. You can walk in. No one asks you for an ID. And therefore, how do we know that you're a U.S. citizen? How do we know that you are eligible to vote? I spoke yesterday morning to a New York City police officer who's a big fan of InfoWars, who works mostly helping ICE round up illegals and deport them. He is not only a big fan of the InfoWars website and Alex's broadcast, but a huge fan of our products. He's a bodybuilder. He tells me that the level of illegal voting that he has personally witnessed in New York City is at an all-time high. He thinks that in the precinct he lives, there were more actual illegals voting than there were duly registered voters. I think this...
I had a story earlier where they ran out of ballots in some areas in Miami.
Yeah, so
many people.
So this is not auspicious. Now, as for those on our own ranks who say, well, the polls show we're going to lose now, but the polls show we were going to lose in 2016 and we didn't, the polls were wrong, why are they not wrong now? In 2016, the major problem in most of the national public polls was they were based on the false assumption of the turnout model and who was going to come out. In most cases, not all, some of the polls were rigged purposefully. Some of the polls oversampled Democrats to show Hillary ahead. But many of them really are just trying to get the results right, because when they're wrong, they don't make any money and they have no reputation. So
there's nothing. It's going to be real bad for Nate Silver if he's this wrong again.
But they were basing the 2016 polling on the turnout in the in the previous presidential election. Therefore, assuming the same number of blacks, whites, rural, urban, Hispanic, Asian, white, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, and they were completely wrong. They misunderstood that Hillary Clinton was not going to turn out the same size African-American vote that Barack Obama did. They underestimated the fact that Donald Trump could run marginally but significantly in terms of overall totals ahead of Mitt Romney among African-Americans. The fact that he runs 3% ahead of Mitt Romney in Detroit gives him Michigan. Sure, it's only a shift of 10,000 votes or 12,000 votes in the city of Detroit. 12,000 more black people vote for Donald Trump than Mitt Romney, and it hands in Michigan in a squeaker, for example. So they have corrected for that in these polls. These polls are probably a more accurate reflection of who's going to turn out. And if anything, they may have underestimated the Democratic turnout because they're not counting the fake votes.
Oh, yeah.
They're not counting the voter fraud in their calculation. So,
and of course, President Trump has deployed a lot of people. We've never seen the federal government deploy to as many different jurisdictions, election monitors and so forth, anticipating that there's going to be some fraud. So obviously, they're very concerned about that as well.
Well, the problem, of course, with voter fraud is that given the way the system is set up, it's extraordinarily hard to prove. A person registers online. They show up and vote, and then they disappear from the face of the earth. They can't be found. So there's no way to go back and find out, were you really eligible? Were you really a U.S. citizen? In my home state of Florida, I am pessimistic about both the governor's race and the Senate race based on a natural phenomena. The hurricane, which hit the Florida panhandle, literally wiped out the most conservative part of the state. Although northern Florida, by registration, is not the most Republican part of the state, you still have a lot of conservative Democrats who are still registered as Democrats but haven't voted for a Democrat in 30 years. And normally Republicans can get up to 70% of the vote in the panhandle. And, of course, early voting, absentee balloting, and election day voting has all adversely been affected. So I'm crossing my fingers, but I think it is highly probable we could lose the governorship, where they have nominated an Obama-like, charismatic, very dynamic, very articulate candidate, and his socialism is overlooked because of all those qualities.
Oh, yeah. They use the identity personal appeal.
And our candidate, Ron DeSantis, who won a phenomenal victory in the Republican primary, but it was one based on a rise in prominence based on his appearances on Fox News and conservative talk radio as a defender of the president in the Russian collusion myth, and therefore he never had the opportunity or in the primary the need to build any grassroots organization at the county level because this was a media phenomenon. His nomination was a media phenomenon. So he is struggling. I'm not sure how Beto and Cruz turn out here in Texas. I'm not close enough to it, but I have concerns based on what I have seen. So I think that we could have a split decision. I'm still fairly confident the Republicans will control the Senate. It's what comes next that bothers me, because should the Democrats take control of the House, no matter what they tell you today, articles of impeachment will be voted.
Oh, yeah.
If they can't hook up something on the basis of Russian collusion, which they can't, then they're going to take those 19 women who falsely accused Donald Trump of sexual assault during the 2016 campaign, and they're going to parade them in a show trial in the U.S. Senate for the American people. None of them will have any corroboration or eyewitnesses or evidence. They won't be able to remember where it happened, when it happened, but none of that will matter because the new standard has been set in the Kavanaugh matter. And they have to be believed. Any woman who comes forward must be believed.
And I just reported earlier the group of Democrat women posing virtually naked, middle-aged women posing naked, and their movement was called Grab 'em by the Ballot. And that's exactly what they're going to do. That's going to be their tactic. They're going to try to do a Kavanaugh move on President Trump, and they're going to get an impeachment there. But, of course, they're going to have a majority in the Senate in order to get it.
You're right. And that's a high bar, two-thirds of the Senate, not just a majority, but two-thirds. However, once they get the narrative of all these women going, then the New York Times will reignite the stories about Trump's taxes. You know, when I was working for Nixon, we looked at the Senate, too, and we said, no way they get the two-thirds, no way. Weeks later, he was resigning. Yeah. Because they would have gotten the two-thirds had he not done so.
Yeah.
Because the media had so driven the narrative so negatively that he could not survive. And the Republicans in the Senate have no love for Donald Trump.
I am very concerned about the corruption and illegal voting. I think that the censorship issue is something that is really going to come into effect even more strongly, much more strongly in the future. We're going to be right back with Roger Stone. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. David Knight and Roger Stone is in studio with us live. Of course, a political consultant who's spent his entire life analyzing what's happening in politics. Roger was just saying he's very pessimistic about what's going to be happening in this election today. And, of course, that would mean, Roger, that you're very pessimistic about what is liable to happen after the election to you personally, because we've got Adam Schiff talking about re-energizing the investigation of Russia and collusion and all this sort of thing, which we have analyzed to the nth degree, and everybody understands that that is a conspiracy theory that just doesn't that dog doesn't hunt. It's basically a red herring. But they're gonna use it whether anybody believes it or not. They've got a large constituency there that wants to see President Trump taken out. They don't really care whether there's any evidence or proof or truth to it. They're gonna push ahead. What do you think is going to happen? Be the first move that happens if Nancy Pelosi gets her gavel back?
Well, I just read a story this morning in which Adam Schiff, my favorite congressman, says that he is going to re-energize the Russian collusion investigation. And several members have already said we're going to re-subpoena Roger Stone to come back to the House Intelligence Committee. Given the fact that I've clearly been targeted by Mr. Mueller, I don't know that my lawyers would allow that. But let me tell you this, David. If I testified, my testimony would be identical to my testimony last time. Those who say
you're telling the truth, right?
And when you're telling the truth, you don't have to remember anything. Although, in all honesty, I mean, it was an election year and I was very busy. So those who say Stone has shifted his story over time, no, I have forgotten two things, and they're both innocuous when you examine them. Yes, I'd forgotten that the FBI sent an informant to come see me in May at the same time they were sending informants to talk to George Papadopoulos and Carter Page. I did forget that. But since nothing illegal happened at the meeting or is it the result of the meeting, and that I rejected this entreaty to entrap Donald Trump, was who they were really after, my failure of memory, it has no consequence. There's no reason for me to dissemble. I simply forgot a 20-minute meeting with a Russian national who is a convicted violent criminal and only in the country on an FBI informant's warrant because he was, according to the FBI office in Miami, his presence in the United States served a public interest, presumably spying on Roger Stone. And my other failure of memory was that I had an email exchange with Steve Bannon after Julian Assange had his press conference on October 2nd and didn't release anything. And as I showed in the Daily Caller, the two things I said to Bannon in response that Assange had not released anything that day was based on security concerns. Remember, Hillary Clinton had threatened to hit him with a drone, and that my source for that was Randy Credico, the New York radio host, and it was. And secondarily, and this was little noted, at that press event, Assange announced a specific schedule for weekly releases, saying that all of the U.S. election-related material would be released in the weeks before the election, and that there would be releases beyond the election, which was quoted in Politico 5 hours before Steve Bannon emailed me to ask me what had happened. So
when are they going to call Politico in to cross-examine them, right? Because they're looking at what is being said, and they're talking about what's coming in the
future. But here's what I like. So Politico reports, Assange said there would be weekly releases for the following 10 weeks, but that all U.S. election material would be released by Election Day. The Washington Post reported that as Assange made some vague pledge of future releases. Hmm. There you have it. Fake news right there. Yeah. In all honesty, they should be ashamed. David, no American could withstand the kind of deep proctological examination I've gotten from Robert Mueller.
I was
under surveillance through most of 2016.
Well, we got to take a break, but let's talk about that when we come back. Because we've had other people who have had dealings with Mueller, essentially call him a Torquemada, the guy who ran the Spanish Inquisition. And this is an Inquisition, and we'll be talking to one of the subjects of that when we come back. Roger Stone.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
That was a good story.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight with Roger Stone. We're going to be talking about what comes after the election for Roger, because this is an inquisition. He is at the center of this. They're trying to get to President Trump through anybody that surrounds him, trying to manufacture things. And this isn't anything that we haven't seen in the history of Bob Mueller before. As a matter of fact, shortly after he was picked for special prosecutor, Roger, I just looked this up. I couldn't remember the guy's name. I knew it was Silver or something. It was Silver Glate, I think was the lawyer's name. And he had called Mueller a Torquemada because of two experiences that he had with him. Number one, he was defending a client on some charges of money laundering or something like that. And some guy comes in and says, well, I can prove that he didn't do any of this stuff. And he goes, fine, well, here, make your statement. He goes, well, I don't want to. It's just kind of in between us. It seemed really fishy. He said, no, we're not going to do it that way. When the guy gets up, he could tell he was wearing a wire. And Bob Mueller later said he was wearing a wire. And then another instance where he was defending Jeffrey McDonald, a famous trial where you had the lawyer, I think they based the fugitive off of that, falsely accused or maybe whatever. But it was still a question as to whether or not he'd murdered his wife. So this has gone through several iterations. There have been a lot of prosecutorial misconduct. Mueller met with the team that was in the appeal process. Silver Glate was part of that team. Mueller came in and said, any criticism of any misconduct by the government, and there have been a great deal of it, is off the table. You do not criticize the government. You do not criticize the FBI. That is the way the guy runs, and he has this long history. As I talked about last week, Whitey Bulger, things that happened when he was a prosecutor in Boston that cost the taxpayers there millions of dollars.
Well, it appeared that Robert Mueller let three men rot in a Boston jail for a murder he knew they did not commit in order to cover up for FBI mob informants.
That's right. The FBI lied and set them up, and then he prosecuted them and put them in jail, and then the taxpayers had to pay millions.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Mueller signed a report that said that the FBI investigation into a family that was located near the Sarasota flight school where 5 of 9 hijackers were reportedly trained for the 9/11 assault on America had no connection to the 9/11 plot, which we now know is false. Mm-hmm. No, he's the cleanup man for the deep state. Look, there's no question. The New York Times reported on January 20th, 2017, that I was under surveillance during 2016. I checked with the reporter who wrote that story. He stands by it. Whether it was a FISA warrant or whether it was a court-ordered warrant, we don't yet know. But what was the probable cause? Don't say contact with Julian Assange, because there is none. By the way, Julian Assange is not proven to be a Russian asset. That's just a claim of the deep state. Or not any foreign contact. So the irony of the Russian collusion investigation is that it is meant as a distraction from the much larger crime of the abuse of power and the use of the surveillance capability and authority of the state to spy on the Trump campaign, including yours truly.
Oh, yeah.
Should there be some action against me, some charge against me, I assure you this is something that will be thoroughly investigated. But think of it, David. Somebody looking at all your emails, all your text messages, monitoring all your phone calls, for at least a two-year period, probably longer. It is unfathomable. It is Stalinistic.
Yeah.
And I like to
bring
see
me the man, I'll find the crime.
Right. Yeah. And we know the game of parallel construction, where they find a document, an email, a text message illegally, and then they issue a warrant later, and then they go find it again on a legal basis.
Or they plant a story in the media and then use that planted story to get a FISA warrant, or they do it using
perfect example.
British intelligence.
Give it to Mike Isikoff at Yahoo, have him write it up, then take the story to a judge and say, look, judge, here's why we need this warrant. Yeah, it's a dirty game, but it is extraordinary that after all of this examination, there is still no evidence whatsoever that shows that I knew the source or the content of the WikiLeaks disclosures that were released in October or before. I received nothing, including allegedly hacked emails from WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, Guccifer 2.0, the Russians, Jerry Corsi, Santa Claus, or anyone else. It just this evidence does not exist. So how did I know in late July that the material that Assange had announced on CNN in June that he had on Hillary was devastating? I had a source. That source was Randy Credico, a New York talk show host. Credico's defense that's not possible because he didn't interview or meet Assange until late August is irrelevant. Assange was not his source. His source was a woman lawyer working for WikiLeaks. And frankly, the tip is pretty broad. Whatever it is Assange has, it's devastating. It's a bombshell. It's going to take Hillary out. It's going to end her campaign. I had the good sense to take a tip and ride it very hard. Why did I do that? Oh, you were trying to aggrandize yourself. You were trying to suck up to the Trump campaign, which I resigned from and had no interest in sucking up to. No, I wanted to bring maximum media and voter attention from the disclosures when they came because I had been told they were devastating. That was my goal. Was I very angry at Mr. Credico when he began lying about the fact that he was my source? I was furious. But you can't obstruct justice by demanding someone tell the truth. You can't obstruct justice by threatening someone if they don't tell the truth. You can only obstruct justice if you instruct someone to lie. And I never did that.
And of course, we go back and look at this, as you pointed out, they wanted to distract attention from what the deep state was doing. But the deep state was working with the Democrats to try to distract attention away from what the Democrats were doing internally. I mean, that's where this all began. It's like, look at the way they rigged this primary. Look at how she owned the DNC. And you had, I believe, whistleblowers there. And, of course, we've had William Binney, who I trust is an honest American who has, along with other people, technical people, analyzed this and said, no, it was handed over just like this former ambassador from the UK, who works with WikiLeaks, said, I went to America and I got this stuff handed over to me. It was a red herring to try to distract people away from what Hillary had done in the DNC. And then they elaborate this whole thing into a large attack against President Trump.
So this notion that after the Billy Bush revelations regarding Trump, that everyone expected would damage his campaign far more than they did, the so-called grab them by the you-know-what, that I somehow coordinated the release of the WikiLeaks material after that to distract from this negative NBC story is complete whole cloth. There's just nothing to that. As I said earlier, yeah. Assange had already announced his release schedule on October 2nd. The NBC revelation is on October 7th, and I learned about it walking down the street in New York City. I had no advance notice of it, and I reached out to no one to try to knock that story out of the news. Yeah, another false narrative. Two top campaign officials say Stone was wanted credit for the coordination of the WikiLeaks disclosures. No, I didn't. That's false. I had no control over that whatsoever. I use all public information and one solid tip to hype and bluff and posture to bring public attention to what I thought was coming and would be big.
Well, let's talk about what happens when we come back in the next segment. I want to talk to you about what happens in the wake of the election. A lot of people said, President Trump's not going to do anything with Jeff Sessions or with Rod Rosenstein until after the election. So let's talk about it when we come back. If, as you're concerned, it's not going to be a good day for Republicans. What does Trump do at that point? Or if it is a good day, it strengthens his hand. What is the possibility of what President Trump is going to do after that? I'd be interested to see what you think is going to happen with the Justice Department and with some of these other issues. We're probably going to have a lot of personnel that are going to be changing one way or the other. So I want to get your input as to what you think is going to happen inside the Trump administration, inside Washington, D.C. after the election, because a lot of people said there's going to be a lot of people leaving for one reason or the other, but a lot of us have hoped that President Trump would get rid of Sessions and get somebody in who has a stronger hand, get rid of Rosenstein, who has obviously been connected with the Democrats, with Mueller for a very long time, and get a real attorney general in there instead of this strange thing that we have with Jeff Sessions, who just seems to be doing nothing, and Rod Rosenstein, who seems to be doing whatever the Democrats want him to do. So we got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Roger Stone. Stay with us.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And That's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you've got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
David Knight, and with me in studio is Roger Stone. It's part of our coverage of this midterm 2018 election. As Roger was saying in the last hour, he is very pessimistic about Republican chances this particular time. He gave the reasons as to why he thinks it's going to be different this time. He thinks they've made adjustments to their polling, that they're going to be more accurate this time. So, Roger, I want to talk to you in this segment, last segment we've got with Roger. Next segment, we're going to be talking to Larry Pinkney. But we've got Roger for one more segment. And, Roger, I want to talk to you about what happens in the Trump administration with personnel, because as you rightly point out, it's an axiom that personnel is policy. What's going to happen in the Trump administration, whether the election goes one way or goes the other way?
Well, David, that's the crucial question. I mean, the idea that the de facto attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, was reported by the New York Times to have said that he wanted to wear a wire to entrap the president of the United States in order to remove him under the 25th Amendment, which was not a joke. So when Ken Dillanin from NBC tried to laugh that off as, oh, he was kidding. No, Ken, he wasn't kidding. Yeah. And you know it.
I know.
The Trump and the Times had multiple sources who said he was dead serious, including Andrew McCabe, and that Rosenstein was able to talk the president out of firing him after that act of treachery is really extraordinary, although I'm sure
it's also helped by the Brett Kavanaugh stuff erupting.
Right. And I think some were saying, Mr. President's too disruptive to do it before the election. If he does not do it after the election and the Democrats have taken the House, God forbid, then he is going to have no defense. There will be no defense. Who needs to address the question of internet censorship in the efforts to close down InfoWars? Why? It's the Justice Department.
That's right.
Therefore, they will not only continue, they'll be emboldened. More conservatives will be knocked off of Facebook. There'll be more censorship on Reddit, on Twitter. They will be emboldened, and there'll be no Justice Department willing to bring the antitrust actions against these tech giants where they're clearly involved in racketeering.
Oh yeah,
they're involved in collusion together to violate our rights and to put us at a business disadvantage. So this is the question that I cannot answer. Will the president's advisors again, lull him out of cleaning house at the Justice Department, where Hillary Clinton's allies and the Obama administration have greater influence than he does? Or will he get an attorney general committed to the rule of law who will fight back against what is to come?
And about the only thing that I've seen Jeff Sessions fight about is to fight to keep the unconstitutional war on drugs, or to try to fight to keep the unconstitutional civil asset forfeiture. I mean, he's got a very bad record so far.
I had a member of Congress, a friend of mine, went to meet with him on the Russian collusion question, and all that guy got was a lecture about the evils of marijuana.
Gee.
I mean, this guy's living in the Stone Ages. I actually think one of two things. He's either deeply compromised or he's just senile. He's around the bend. He's completely manipulated by his staff and by the acting attorney general, the de facto attorney general, Mr. Rosenstein, who's been caught red-handed in this act of treachery, an act of sedition, I would argue. It is hard for me to believe that Donald Trump, who is a scorekeeper, is not going to take action.
Well, you know, the only things that I remembered about Jeff Sessions, because he'd been around for a long time, but I didn't live in Alabama, so I didn't follow him that closely. But I remember the interchange that he had with Leon Panetta when Leon Panetta was defense secretary. And Leon, he was asking him, well, if you go into Syria, you're going to get the approval of the Congress, right? Oh, no, we'll let you know what we decide. We'll consult with NATO and the UN, and we'll let you know. And he's like, I can't believe you're saying that. You're a congressman. You know what the Constitution says. And he was right to say it, but he was so weak about it. And then the other thing was he had a little bit more backbone when it came to opposing the TPP. He actually had the integrity to read the TPP, and then he set up a presentation to explain it to people, his staff. I think it was mainly Stephen Miller who got him educated on that. And he gave that presentation. So I admired that. And he was an early supporter of President Trump. But he's been really more the Jeff Sessions that I saw with Leon Panetta. Very, very weak, not really taking charge and saying, hey, you know, you can't do that. We'll impeach you if you do something like
that. Kind of interesting that nobody currently around him worked on his U.S. Senate staff. None of them whatsoever.
Yeah. Isn't,
that's a bit odd. And no, he made his bones on the immigration issue as a real leader in the Senate. But where has he been in terms of pushing for the building of the wall?
Yeah.
Or for more vigorous enforcement. So,
or even say that DACA is not something that was ever a law. So why is it being adjudicated in the judicial system? That was an executive order by the previous Homeland Security Secretary, or an order by them that was put through by Obama. So why can't Trump get rid of it just like the TPP or the Iran treaty that weren't ratified?
But it is extraordinary that his recusal on the Russian matter allows Rosenstein to appoint a special counsel when there's no crime to prosecute. This is the appointment of a counsel out in search of a crime that they have not yet identified, which is extraordinary in itself. There's also questions about the independence of the special counsel. Look, Robert Mueller knows that there's an exculpatory witness that Randy Credico told to his face and in a text message, Roger Stone was my source. He is aware of that. And when that person came forward and wrote an op-ed declaring that because he was tired of watching Credico on MSNBC lying, they want to charge that guy with interference or claim that by expressing his First Amendment rights and telling the truth, that is somehow obstruction. This is Kafkaesque. It's bass ackward, as they say.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of tactics that we see in use today.
Well, and we see that same type of tactic. I've talked to the Bundy family members after their trial. Even though they had an internal whistleblower inside the BLM that blew up their dishonest case, and the judge there who had rigged it in previous trials declared it a mistrial with prejudice, which meant they couldn't go back after him. You've now got this same Department of Justice out there trying to come after this again and try to revive this. There's a lot of corruption in the Department of Justice. Seems like nothing has changed there except for at the very, very top level, Jeff Sessions. And he hasn't changed any of the other personnel. They seem to be doing whatever they want to do, which is what the Obama administration was doing.
Well, I, of course, had called publicly for a pardon for the Bundys, and I'm delighted in the end that they didn't need it. But the only reason they didn't need it was because the government's fraud in that case, the government's misconduct, was exposed for everyone to see.
Yeah.
And there are still two members of that of the group who are facing heavy long-term prison sentences.
Right.
And the president should pardon them now, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. And you've got the ranchers up in Oregon, which caused that other incident. They're still in jail. They still deserve a pardon. I mean, we got a lot of individuals like this. Ross Ulbricht, I mean, that's a very important case. So there's a lot of cases out there. There's a lot of people who are talking about having criminal justice reform. And I think President Trump is open to that. A win-win situation would be to say we're going to enforce the 10th Amendment and we're not going to try to overturn the will of the states and the board voters when it comes to medical marijuana or even recreational marijuana. So that would be a big win. And you've got Jeff Sessions on the wrong side of all these issues. So it is very critical for so many of our liberties, for the Constitution. I think that change, that's the real issue, and that's the most important thing. We'll have to see what happens after the election. Thank you so much for joining us, Roger. And, of course, Roger is going to be joining other InfoWars broadcasts throughout the day as part of our round-the-clock coverage of this midterm election, very important election. And thank you for joining us, Roger.
Great to be.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's not a place that people point you to, but you can find it with your own point of view. Everybody's welcome, no matter who you are. It's one big family, and everyone's a star. It's the world.
All right, welcome back. It's not the place that somebody's going to point you to. As a matter of fact, they will try to keep you from hearing this broadcast. Everything that we do here at InfoWars is now banned content, but we still have a voice. We're still talking, and we're going to be talking to Larry Pinkney, and he's going to be joining us now. And, of course, we've talked to Larry Pinkney many times. I like Larry because Larry understands the tactics that are being used to try to separate everybody. Oh, no, you're part of this group, you're part of that group, we're going to pigeonhole you in this group, and you can't talk to the other people. You got to hate them, as a matter of fact. That's the way they control us, divide and conquer. Larry Pinkney sees through that. He understands that. He's gone through as part of the original Black Panthers. He saw that they only became a threat to the establishment once they started reaching out and connecting to everybody. Everybody. That's when they became. And this current new Black Panthers is a very different organization than what Larry Pinkney had joined. But joining us now is Larry Pinkney. Thank you for joining us, Larry.
Thank you very, very, very much, David. It's always an honor and a real, real privilege being with you and with everyone at InfoWars. So I salute you. I salute everyone there who is doing a fabulous, fantastic, determined job. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Larry. I put in, I don't know if you know the, we've talked before when you've been here in Austin. How much you and I both like Tower of Power. That's their new album there.
Yes.
Soul Side of Town. So I put that in there for your honor, and I thought you might enjoy that. I certainly have enjoyed the CDs that you gave me last time you were here in Austin, the jazz CDs. So thank you so much for that.
More than welcome.
I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that have been happening under President Trump, because we have seen, I've talked to many leaders in the Black community like you, who have been very happy to see some of the things that President Trump has done. Of course, one of the reasons that I think Kanye warmed up to him was because of the pardon that President Trump has done. But he's also talked a great deal about prison reform. And there's a lot of pastors out there talking about prison reform, many of them Black, but not all of them Black. And there is a lot that needs to be done. That can be done that we haven't seen other presidents talking about. We didn't see Barack Obama talking about prison reform. We didn't really see him talking about legalization of drugs so we don't lock up so many people in our country. We got more people in prison than any other country has in history. And that's by absolute terms, not even by percentage. And so there's some real issues that are coming out of this corrupt Justice Department that's been left behind by the previous administrations, and hopefully we're going to see some of that stuff change. But give me your take on President Trump's actions that he's taken towards prison reform and some of the pardons that he's done.
Well, you may recall, my brother, that I believe it was June when I was last in Austin with you on your show.
That's right.
And it happened to be either that day or the day before that the president had pardoned Alice Johnson. Remember that?
That's right.
And, you know,
nonviolent, but had a life sentence because of mandatory minimums and things like that.
Exactly. Exactly. And what's happening is that whatever the president does, whatever President Trump does, is if it's positive, which most of the time it certainly is, it's ignored. It's absolutely, utterly ignored by the so-called mainstream media. I call them the vomit stream media. And we really need to pay attention, and we cannot rely on the Clinton News Network, CNN, or MNLSD, because they're tripping hard. I did say LSD. I meant to say that, because they're on a serious trip, a power trip. We can't rely, we cannot rely on the mainstream media. Now, as far as we can't rely on them to tell us accurate information or at least unbiased information. You can forget that. So we need to go to other sources such as InfoWars. It's incredibly important. Now, as far as prison reform is concerned, you would have thought that Barack Hussein Obama, the so-called first black president, would have addressed that as one of his priorities. But of course, he did not do that. In fact, to the contrary, he did all kinds of things behind the scenes to hurt people, be they black, white, brown, red, or yellow. And this is something this is something that we really need to understand. We cannot go for the hype, go for the LSD, go for the dope. And, you know, I'm extremely pleased that the president is taking on this issue in a very real sense, not just rhetorically, but in a very real active sense. You know, we had the Obamatron, I call him the king of doublespeak, saying he was stood for this or he stood for that, when in reality all Obama stood for was himself and the so-called Democrat Party.
Absolutely. He stood for himself.
You know, the president is pushing for this entire constitutional republic, not just a party, but the republic as a whole. And prison reform is one of those issues, one of those priorities, those concerns. And we need to encourage the president to keep doing this, push even harder, make changes. The Department of Justice, as it stands now, is a joke, but it's a very sick joke, and it needs to be changed. It really does. When I say change, I mean personnel, staff need to be, how can I put this gently? They need to be removed. Okay? I think that's
about as absolutely. And hopefully that's going to happen after this election. Yeah. You know, just to put a number on this for people. As I pointed out many times, today the U.S. has 5% of the world's population, but we have 25% of the world's prison population.
Mm-hmm.
We lock up more people in terms of absolute numbers than dictatorships do. And so last week you had this group of black pastors that met with President Trump to talk about prison reform. And they were a bipartisan group because they would like to solve a problem. Instead, you get CNN's Don Lemon criticized them and said they're being used as a prop. I think Don Lemon is being used as a prop. He will do anything to continue this divide, this partisan divide, even throwing his own people under the bus because the vast majority of the people there are black that are in prison. That's why you've got black pastors there saying we've got to do something about this. This doesn't help society, and it certainly doesn't help these individuals or their families to lock them up for life.
That's right. That's right. People like Don Lemon, John Lewis, Maxine Waters, et cetera, are just really the most diplomatic thing I can say about them is that they are despicable. That's the most diplomatic thing I can say. And the issue in terms of prison reform is something that is should be front and center. You'd think it would be front and center with people such as Don Lemon. Don Lemon, by the way, that last name is most appropriate because he sure is sour.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I look at this, and nobody in my family was personally affected by this. I don't know anybody that uses drugs in my family. We weren't affected by this war on drugs. But as I looked at the policy of mandatory minimums for minor offenses, nonviolent offenses, first offenders, and so forth, sending people to jail for an arbitrary amount of time just based on the quantity of marijuana that they're growing in their closet or something, I looked at this and I thought, you know, this is absolutely insane. We were letting out violent criminals so that we could lock up people who were nonviolent users of drugs, or even if they were selling marijuana, they were nonviolent and so forth. It is absolutely insane. Conservatives don't understand that this is a UN agenda, this entire war on drugs. I mean, they ought to wake up to this UN agenda. They understand that many other things. We're going to be right back with Larry Pinkney. Stay with us.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Larry Pinkney, and I want to get his comments on the election, what he thinks is going to happen. Depending on which way it goes, got two possible outcomes. It's going to be Trump or consequences, so we'll see what happens with this election. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a 67% blowout special right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 67% off of Silver Bullet, 57% off of Supermale Vitality, 50% off Brain Force Plus, and Survival Shield X3. That's our new nascent iodine. You can get 50% off as part of that introductory special, as well as Brain Force, my favorite supplement that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have free shipping store-wide. And we got two more specials I'll tell you about. One of them is the AlexaPure Pro. That's the large gravity feed water filter from AlexaPure. We have put that on an unprecedented discount at $127. It's typically about $250, $249.95. It's now $127. And, of course, free shipping store-wide. And you can also, just for listeners of this program, we have a special. Use the code REALNEWS to save $10 off the new InfoWars Hexagon Polo. That's right, we got a new golf shirt with that InfoWars Hexagon logo on it, and you can save $10 off of that. Use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save $10 off the new InfoWars Hexagon Polo shirt. All right, let's go back to Larry Pinkney. And, of course, you can find Larry. He's a writer, and you can find him at Black Activist WG. That's WG for Writers Guild. BlackActivistWG.org. And so joining us now is Larry Pinkney again for one more segment. Larry, you know, we've talked about Barack Obama taking credit for the economy that's going now because, you know, he took, why not? I mean, he took credit for everybody that had ever built a business. You know, you got a successful business. You didn't build that. The government did that for you. I took exception to that. I risked my money. I did a lot of work. I took a lot of risk. I think anybody that ever built anything, of course, Barack Obama wouldn't know anything about that because he's just a community organizer. He's somebody who redistributes other people's earnings. But he took credit for that, and now he's taking credit for the economy that President Trump has improved. So he's saying now that President Trump didn't build it, even though he said, hey, he's not going to be able to bring back jobs. What's he going to do, wave a magic wand? He waved the MAGA wand over the economy. He got rid of taxes and regulations, and the economy is roaring back. That's a big part of what's happening here. But, of course, that may not be enough to win this election. I look pretty good to me in terms of enthusiasm, but Roger Stone says, no, he thinks that the pollsters have made their adjustments this time. He thinks they're right. So what's your take on this? So what do you think is going to happen in the election? And what do you think is going to happen if the Democrats get power again?
Well, first of all, I think that in terms of the election itself, at this stage, the Republicans are looking fairly good. But, of course, things can change very quickly, especially if we don't get out there and do what we have to do. I am hoping that the Senate will be held, and I would love to see some more seats added, meaning by the Republicans in the Senate. I'm hoping that the House of Representatives will be held. We shall see. We shall see. We don't know with all this propaganda, we don't know which way it's going to go. We shall see. But in any event, I do not see a blue wave, win, lose, or draw. I do not see that. So as far as consequences are concerned, let me put it this way. The Democrats gave you the term super predators, the term all blacks look alike that Hillary Clinton was quoted as saying just a few
days ago.
Oh,
yeah, but it's just a joke when Hillary Clinton says it, right?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. We're talking straight hypocrisy. Straight uh-huh. hypocrisy. Okay? They gave you the term they, meaning the Democrats, quote unquote, gave you the term and gave us the term basket of deplorables. They mm-hmm. gave us the statement, we came, we saw, he died, the destruction by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and his ilk of the nation of Libya in Africa, North Africa. So,
oh, yeah, they came there, and now as a result, we got open slave markets being traded in Africa again as a result of Hillary
right.
Clinton's coming
that's
there
right.
and killing him, yeah.
Yes, so this is what these are the kinds of things that we can look forward to if we allow these hypocrites, these liars, stop the progress that we have made in the past 2 years. I hope and pray that this will not happen. But either way it goes, we're going to have to intensify. Even if we when. Okay, we're still going to have to intensify every aspect, every component of this struggle that we're in, because this is a struggle for the entire constitutional republic. And by the way, just want to add, as far as the convoy slash caravan is concerned, the United States is not an employment agency for other countries. We should understand that. And we need to take care of our own first and foremost. Then if we want to turn our attention elsewhere, that's up to the people. But we're not an employment agency for other countries. So, that's my response, David.
Yeah, yeah. As I saw Geraldo Rivera on Fox News saying, we have a moral imperative to help these people. And it's like, well, you know, you can help them where they are. You don't have to bring them in. But they're not saying that they want help. They're just coming here and saying, we're going to come here and take what you've got. And so I said, you know, Geraldo's got a much nicer house than I do. Maybe I'll just move up and move into his house. Same principle involved here.
That's right.
But as we move forward, you know, Larry, you know, one of the things that when I talk to you, you always talk about how we've got to come together. All different groups, different races need to come together and work toward a common goal, just like we could if we want to try to reform the police or reform prisons or what any other problem that we have that's institutional. We ought to all be coming together. But as I was saying at the beginning of the program, many people have looked at this and said, we're coming into what some historians and demographics people have said is a fourth turning. We had Strauss and Howe write a book about that. And it is building towards a point that we have like every 80 years. And I think that's why we're seeing this intensity, why we are seeing so much division. And quite frankly, I think regardless of what happens, whether Republicans or Democrats lose, one way or the other, we're going to see an escalation of tensions and divisions after this election. Do you agree?
I have to agree. I'm compelled to agree. Logic insists that I agree. And let's remember who really, really fanned this division. Let's remember, you know, that's why I repeated all those terms, super predator, all blacks look alike, basket of deplorables, et cetera, et cetera. Those are not terms of unity. Those are terms from the Democrats of out-and-out division. The one thing that the Democrats do not want is they do not want unity among all of us, black, white, brown, red, and yellow. They do not want that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we've talked about that when we talked about the Black Lives Matter. Lives Matter does not want to solve the problem of rogue police officers, a lack of accountability in certain police departments. They don't want to see that solved. They want to use that as a wedge to create further division. And that's why they're saying only Black Lives Matter. And they get very upset if anybody tries to broaden this out. But if you really wanted to solve this problem, you'd be bringing in the majority of people and saying, this is your problem, too. You wouldn't say this is just the black community's problem.
That's right. And to say Black Lives Matter is to strongly imply that no other lives matter. Well, how can Black Lives Matter if all lives don't matter? I mean, that's not even, it doesn't make sense. And I get very, very, I guess, very, very strong about that because I find it, again, very hypocritical. Black Lives Matter. Really? Do they matter in Chicago where we're murdering each other? Do they matter in Detroit, Philadelphia? I can go on and on and on in these cities. Really? You know, they're nothing but opportunists and bloodsuckers, and they need to be exposed as such. And to my white brothers and sisters, I want to say this with all due respect. Stop being guilt-tripped. Stop being guilt-tripped. This is all of us or none of us.
Yeah, you know, the white liberals are the worst ones. I talked earlier about this guy who wrote an op-ed piece for USA Today. He's a Minneapolis pastor. And he just kept on going and going about white evangelicals this and white evangelicals that. I looked him up, and guess what? He's a white liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's typically where this is coming from. It's not just a guilt trip, but I tell you, it is out-and-out self-loathing and racism and hatred and so forth. Thank you so much for joining us, Larry Pinkney, always a unifying message. And hope to have you on again soon. And let's hope that this is a good result today. Thank you. That's the end of the broadcast. Thank you for listening.
really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.